The U.S. Army's 173rd Airborne Brigade has wrapped up training before deploying to Afghanistan for a year. The troops spent last week in the hills of Bavaria fighting mock insurgents and helping mock villagers. NPR's Emily Harris reports on the U.S. military's effort at cross-cultural training.
Germany's bucolic southern state of Bavaria is in many ways worlds away from the war-torn Islamic Republic of Afghanistan. But there is a bite to the early spring air here. Dust billows off the back roads under Humvee wheels and 5-ton trucks, and the sun burns intensely bright. Last week, the only such military training center for U.S. troops in Europe became pretend Afghanistan for about 5,000 troops. The smoke and sound of big howitzer guns were real, but the shells were not. Dozens of green army tents were set up inside a chain-link fence, mimicking the feel of a base in Afghanistan. The gate here was guarded around the clock on this night by Sergeant J.A. Holden.
Man, it's very realistic. We're getting mortar rounds like all day, but right now it's been pretty much relaxed. But I know something's going to happen.
Holden is an army cook, but here, like he may in Afghanistan, he stands guard and travels to resupply the base. Here, those missions take him past groups of buildings representing Afghan settlements.
Like I said, I've never been deployed before, but I felt like I was there. Just the people, they were speaking the language, the dress, the town, the way everything was, music, religion. They was practicing their religious things, and, you know.
For years, Germans stood in for villagers here. But following the practice at similar bases in the U.S., Arabic speakers were hired for this most recent three-week exercise, 500 of them at a cost of around $5 million.
Hey, guys.
Among a handful of wooden shacks dubbed Keshtaki, a U.S. soldier approaches three men dressed in long gowns with cloths wrapped around their heads. He asks them about what appears to be a threatening letter left in the local tea shop, aimed at people who might tolerate the U.S. presence.
Do you know where it came from?
No idea.
Some details are off. Stuffed pillows shaped like sheep replace wandering domestic animals. Almost all the hired villagers speak Arabic, not Dari or other Afghan languages, because the unit was initially due to deploy to Iraq. What does feel real is the difficulty of communicating through translators not fluent in English, and that the soldiers are practicing what they intend to do.
What kind of help?
There may be foreigners coming through the town from time to time. And although I know all three of you guys are okay, perhaps next time the Americans come to town, they will not know you.
He was trying to convince the villagers to let soldiers take their photographs, fingerprints, and retina scans for a digital database. Sergeant First Class David Renahan is a trainer here. He says it's better for troops to work with people from the region.
If you have a German local national playing an Afghan, they'll come up and they'll you know, put their hand to the heart and show respect after shaking hands and whatnot. But now with an actual Muslim here, the soldiers, I feel they're taking a little bit more seriously that, oh, I am actually dealing with someone from there, you know, from the Middle East or Arabic speaking.
After some negative reports in the German media, recruiters acknowledged that there was some reluctance among potential extras to work with the U.S. military. One Kurd from Kirkuk helping find Iraqis put a special note on a flyer. Whatever you think of U.S. policy in Iraq, it said, don't forget that America freed Iraq from a dictatorship and tyranny. One Iraqi said he came to the base to help U.S. soldiers get it right.
Saddam is gone, and now it's worse. Worse for ordinary people. When you go shopping, you have to kiss your whole family goodbye. Maybe you'll be back, maybe not. And I'm here because I've heard that Americans don't know how to react to Iraqi people. Maybe they misinterpret Iraqis. I'm here to help my people.
He was already hired when the switch came to Afghanistan. He wouldn't give his name out of fear family members in Baghdad could be hurt because of his participation. The training center's executive officer, Reggie Bourgeois, says hiring Arabic speakers raised new concerns.
Of course there were issues, but I must say, most of the issues came in the hiring process after the media attention. There was some fear at that point that perhaps this was not a good thing to do if I were considering doing it. Having said that, we had no problems filling 500 positions.
He's not sure if they'll repeat the experiment here, though. It's harder and takes longer than working with German speakers. Emily Harris, NPR News, Hohenfels, Germany.